Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have another wonderful healing session with everyone. And Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace somewhere?
Hi, yes, I am. Hi, everyone. This is Monday, and we're here with Ron and the Creation Lightship to have a wonderful hour of healing and discussion. And basically, if you're new to this program, the whole purpose of this radio hour is to help you to connect to your own divinity within and to bring the message about the ascension and related topics to you. And if you'd like to interact with us during the hour, you can just go on to the fast chat, which is a window you can bring up to type in your questions on or your requests. And I believe we also are going to have a wonderful sponsor on with us today, a lady named Anne, who's going to be coming on in a moment or so to be a sponsor for today's program, and she'll have a list of questions and requests and so forth for Ron. So it's going to be a wonderful hour. So as usual, there'll be live healing energies brought in by Ron from the Lightship, and I'll just turn it back over to you, Ron, to get started.
Right, so let's first do an emotional clearing for everyone. So again, nothing for you to do. This is divine energy working with you. It's not earth-based energy. So here we go. Or ET energies. This is pure light working with you in the light beam. So if you like, pull up on your monitor screen the light beam. Just scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar and bring the light beam up. We're going to bring the males in today. So here comes the male energies, and I'll increase them first for you so you can see them, and you may feel your room get energized with electricity, and here they come. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, they're really feeling good. How do you feel them, Sylvia?
That's like the energy in my whole room just went up a lot, and it just feels wonderful, very warm, very energetic, and they just get right into healing whatever you request. So remember to go in your heart center and request whatever healing you'd like to work on.
Okay, we'll bring him in some more here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll do some entity releasing now for everybody. And here we go. So just sit back and relax. You might feel energies leave your body. We'll work your bottom of your feet to the top of your head. And I'll be doing this here. And just wondering, do we have Ann online? Hello, Ann.
Yes. Yes, you do. Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, welcome.
I'll just do the clearing here. You guys can talk if you like, and this takes me about a minute or two anyway, so I'll do this, and you can do something else if you like.
That's great. Wonderful. And I want to say a quick hello to those of you that are joining us on the fast chat right now. I see a few names. Welcome, everyone, and thank you, Mike, for typing in your comments about the wonderful 8-hour healing session yesterday and your results from it. That's great. And we'll be talking more about this coming weekend in a little while, because there's going to be, I believe, 12 hours of healing events going on this weekend. And in the meantime, Anne, why don't you start with asking whatever question, or if you have some comments that you'd like to make or a request, just fire away.
Okay, thank you. I was on the session yesterday, the 8-hour session, and I really felt a big shift from it, as I always do. And it's just so enjoyable. It's just, I can't imagine a more lovely day to, I'd spend every Sunday that way if I could. And it's relaxing and healing, and it's just wonderful. So I know you were on the call as well, Sylvia, and I just wanted to thank Ron for that. And I guess when I was thinking about coming on the show, I wanted to ask Ron about other... I'm really looking forward to next Sunday, I should say, when he's going to be releasing Earth-based entities that attack us and cling to us and go inside of us, because I seem to have some problem with that, with being courted and that sort of thing. But I did notice today that that's been added to the healing list that Ron just updated last night.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. The creationlightship.com website has online healings and different sections of the healings that you can go on to 24 hours, 7 days a week to do healings,
mm-hmm.
and it just got expanded last night. So, Ron, would you like to come on and mention about that?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot there. So, you can go on to the website, creationlightship.com, and scroll down kind of a little bit below where the heart is on the home page. You're going to see alien attack removal. So what we have there is many different headings. There's actually four that are there, but they all go to the same page. So for those of you out there that have known about contact with aliens through abductions, we have an abduction clearing removal. We have a alien mind control removal. We have a parasitic life form removal. That's what we did yesterday and the weekend before and many other weeks. And then we have a special link, which people use now. And this is still under the heading of alien attack removal. This is for websites that people like to go to. Remember, our minds are very curious. At least maybe your minds are. And people get onto these websites and start reading about the aliens, the extraterrestrials, and all of a sudden they start getting attacked at night. Or just attacked from the web pages itself. Or maybe the words. And or maybe you've went to a UFO conference or maybe was outside in your yard with a flashlight trying to wave one of them down to abduct you or to say hi to them. Or maybe you went to a location where other people are gathered on mountaintops, etc. I know they do that in Mount Shasta periodically. People like to try to make contact. And all of a sudden, you find yourself having a lot of harm done to you, not knowing what's happening. And you don't know how to get out of it, because once they connect with you, you really can't say no. And remember, your free choice got you there. But they don't honor free will, free choice like the light does. So you now have all these situations happening to you. So there's a part on there where you can actually do that, too. They can take away implants. You can scroll down and, in fact, you might just go to the site if you have it up. That's what I'd recommend doing. Just kind of look at it throughout the program. If you want to ask questions about what's on there, there's drop-down boxes. You can do whatever you wish. There's quite a bit here, and it's here to help you with the aliens. And remember, they're here to take away our free will, free choice. So I'm still doing an entity clearing here. And the entity clearing gets away these ghost energies, if you want to call it that, that are floating around, and they attach to us. We call them entities. We're doing a session this coming Sunday for that, 8 hours in length. I would highly recommend having this done, because once you get these things out of you, you can think more clearly. The other ones that we took out previously are the alien life forms. But these are Earth-based ones. These are Earth-based, call them ghosts if you would, and this is what attaches to your body. They come to you if you have any beers or drink or wine or whatever, and you have too much of it, they come into you. And once they come in, they may not want to leave, which gives you that addiction process or smoking or anything else. So if you do have addictions, I would definitely recommend getting on to this call this coming Sunday. So I'm going to bring more of you into your body. I've did plenty of clearing on you right now. We can only take out as much as we can in the short amount of time here. Like I said, on this coming Sunday call, it's going to be 8 hours of this here. So here we go. And also look at your eyes right now. Get a mirror and check out your eyes. As you come more into your body, your eyes will become brighter. And here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, so before I ask Ann to give her her next question or comment, I want to just respond to one thing really quick on the fast chat, and that's from Mike. And it's a question that other people might have because he was on this weekend's 8-hour healing intensive also, and he's asking how to take advantage of the online clearing that you're able to do if you've attended one of these conference calls. It's basically, Mike and anyone else who has this question, you just go on to that section that's basically for clearing those ET parasitic life forms, and you put in your name and your code. And then there's a drop-down box just below there where you can select what type you'd like to work on first. And you can just select anything from the list, which would be like the octopus energy or the jellyfish. And then you press the start button, and that'll start a 15-minute session on that particular life form. When you're done with that 15 minutes, Ron recommends that you do at least another 3 on that particular life form before moving on to the next. And you just cycle through as many of them as you like, and it's very easy to do, and you can go on unlimited usage during that week after the conference call. So I hope I've answered your question, and now I'll just go back to Ann and see what you would like to get into next.
Well, I appreciate, and I really felt wonderful just then when you were bringing back more of our spirits into us, and I do have a question about that. I moved recently. I lived my whole life really in New York, and I moved out away from there about a year ago. And if I could, I would have cut all of my ties, but I, you know, was a blessing. I was left a house, so I have some responsibilities there and own property there. And last night I had a very bad dream about that area of the country, and I wasn't very happy when I lived in that specific town. And I was thinking that it would be a good idea, as Ron has mentioned before, pulling back parts of my spirit that perhaps could still be there. I know you've mentioned before that, for instance, if you've done artwork and you put your heart and soul into it, you could say, I want to pull my energy back from that. And I've done some of that as things go along, but this seemed like almost like a large thing, and I was wondering if it's a good idea for me to do that, or if I should wait until I'm doing a healing with you to do that.
Well, you should always bring your spirit to you. So, yeah, it's very possible that maybe your spirit is enjoying where you used to live, maybe because it's used to being there. Remember, your spirit kind of looks like you, and it may want to have that experience. So I would definitely call it back to you, because you don't want to really go there, you know, have it go there, I should say, because it doesn't do you any good when you're not present in your body. Remember, your spirit does go somewhere when you're not home, and so very possibly it maybe had a great relationship with your house, maybe your neighbors, maybe for some reason, since it's been fairly recent, maybe one of your neighbors had a wonderful dog that you loved, so your spirit maybe it wants to be at that dog at times, so it'll just leave your body and go there. Remember, because it doesn't want to be in trauma. So if you experience trauma or pain, wherever you are now, we'll say, then your spirit does leave because it can't live in that energy. So it wants to be in love energy, and maybe you had a really loving dog as a neighbor, and it just takes off out of your body and goes, I'm going to go play with that dog. And it can be there. The dog, or maybe even a cat, could actually probably see it. Or maybe there was maybe some squirrels, and it wants to be in that area. Maybe you don't have squirrels where you are. So, yes, your spirit does leave and do that stuff. This is why you always want to call it back to your body. I hope that answered your question.
I'm sorry. Is it likely, then, when we have a dream like that, that that's what's happened?
It's possible, and or it could be a parallel lifetime also.
Okay. Because it wasn't a good dream.
Okay, yeah. If it wasn't a good dream, you could have been in a parallel lifetime.
Okay.
On the dark side that wanted to attack you that way. by bringing forth a situation that you may not want to experience.
Right. Well, I know you have that as one of your basic clearings, right? We clear the parallel lifetimes. Is it possible to do a sample of that, maybe pull one back or something for everybody?
Yeah, we'll do a parallel lifetime sampling here. So here we go. So we're going to go back for 10 parallel lifetimes here. And remember, you have thousands of these here. So number one, bringing your spirit back. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So we'll just see how you feel with that. Remember, these energies, there's so many of them that it's hard to say which ones, relate to what, but this should help you. You might feel more energy in your body.
Thank you, Ron. And it's great. We have Joni on the fast chat. Says she's multitasking. I guess she's listening to the radio program. She's also doing her alien parasitic life form removal on the online website clearing. So that's great.
Now, let's talk about the clearing. So if you go to the site and you get near the bottom of the page here, you have a place you put your name. And then underneath that, you can select a clearing with your spirit, if it's being attacked by the aliens, and also your body. Then underneath that, the next location is select type of alien parasitic life form. So there's a drop-down box there, and there's quite a few of them. There's probably maybe close to 30 of these that actually inhabit our bodies that we don't know about. And then underneath that is what kind of life form are they as far as their status? Are they dead? Are they alive? Are they dormant? Do they have eggs inside of us? And also waste products, we'll say. Remember, if your body has a problem, it could be from the waste products. And then comes the part for the alien shapeshifters. That's another one. These are invisible. Remember, these inhabit your body along with you. I talk about that briefly on some of my expo lectures and workshops. Basically, if you look at somebody, and for a split second they look different to you, maybe their eyes are a different color, maybe they have maybe red eyes in place of blue eyes or something, or you might see a snout coming out of them, or maybe like a lizard tongue or snake tongue or horns on top of their head, or they have a tail. Maybe their face looks like it has scales on it, like a lizard. Well, then chances are you're looking at a shapeshifter. And these are also alien life forms that come into people's bodies. So from there, you can get rid of those. And the next major issue, you can also enter in different places here to customize it too, in case you don't have your particular favorite energy listed there. And then we have implants. And from there, it's kind of, I'll just read the list off here. It's sometimes implants make your body move a certain way. We have body organs, brain, people's ears, where they have actually implants like microphones, where the aliens actually listen through your ears. This is all real stuff. We have it for our eyes, where they have a camera like in our eyes, our nose. We've had people who, say, yeah, my nose has something in it. Maybe they blow their nose real hard and a little bloody thing comes out of them, or they feel a little bump on their nose. They can put them into your skull. You can have certain patterns in your speech, which will actually connect to someone else who also has an implant. And if you say certain key words, you resonate with that person and the other aliens, and things happen. Skin rashes, etc. And then the next drop-down location here is alien attacks. So this is probably the more interesting one that most people are experiencing. So it can be off-planet alien races, on-planet alien races. Remember, they live here too, and maybe under the ground, maybe on top. And then from there, you can select your different races here. And we have a nice listing here of a lot of these here. There's quite a few that you may not have ever heard of. I would say there is probably, maybe 60 of these things listed here, possibly, which might be overwhelming to you. We probably only talk about maybe half a dozen of them. Most people just think of the Curians, you know, and the Pleiades and the Greys. But there's so many more of these here. And you're able to select to see if they're playing around with you or abducting you. Just because you've heard a name many, many times, you know, in common languaging here, or maybe buzzwords, doesn't mean that they're good, okay? Just like people, you know, they are people, and they live in their own race, and they could be abducting you. So next thing is where are they, you know, how are they working with you? Are they on a alien planet? Are they on a spaceship? Are they an artificial intelligence, which is actually like a clone energy, where they're actually there like an android, a cloud ship? These are what you see in the skies that all of a sudden start hanging out. The wind's blowing heavily, and they just stay put. You wonder, how can that cloud stay there? Well, that's an alien ship doing mind control on you. It could be from inner Earth. And then we also have other ways that you can, you know, select in or add different things. And where are they attacking you? So there's a big drop-down box here. And there's different parts of your body that you can select. There's probably, I'd say maybe it looks like about 20 of those. Do they attack you in your sleep? Do they lower back, lungs, you know, in your joints, on your feet, in your eyes? So this is pretty extensive here. And then some people only get attacked at a certain time of the day. So they get attacked at night, you know, in the morning, afternoon. So you have that choice too. So this kind of narrows it down. And then the last part that you come to is for people who go to websites. And remember, like I said earlier, this is for people who are very curious. And a lot of times the implants that they activate in you want you to go look up certain things about their races. So maybe, you know, you're just wondering, why am I looking at, you know, these Arcturians? You know, I just have this certain idea to look at Arcturians. So now I'm typing in on Google Arcturians, and I'm going to all the different websites to find out about them. Well, maybe that implant from them is causing this process. So for me, I don't really necessarily say that they're all bad, but show me a good one, okay? Have one come in front of me and shake my hand and say, you know, Ron, I'm of the light. And until they do that, I wouldn't trust any single one of them, especially if they're channeling to you, because then you're getting hooked up to their energetic system anyway, and then you have no control over how they're going to be playing with you, abducting you, and working with you against your free will, because you can't say no, because they don't necessarily, you know, use the light. They use the light of the darkness, which is down here. But anyway, I'll just that's what we have on the website, and it's going to help out a lot of people. Remember, each time you do this yourself, and the cost is very reasonable for the what I call tire kickers. I think it's $1 for one particular healing. But I would recommend doing the $10 event for 7 days. And if you do get on something, you know, you want to probably repeat it 4 times. And for the people who are really dedicated, who know that they are a contactee and that they have been abducted throughout their lifetime, or maybe their parents have, well, you probably have too, but everybody has been. So get on there, and it's $30 a month, works 24/7, and enjoy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, Anne, would you like to bring up another topic or question for Ron?
Okay. Just thank you so much. And I did do a couple of website clearings, and I felt really good about that because there was one in particular that, you know, there were a lot of negativity, I know, came from that, and a lot of ET connections. And, you know, it's sort of heralded as a healing site, and it felt good to disconnect from that. And I'd like to do more. I kind of forget some of them, and I don't know if I should go back and find out the names of the websites in order to clear them from me, because that's kind of going back in there again. So I don't know if that's worth it or not.
It might be, because you can get them off you just by putting the site in, by typing that web address.
Right, so go back and find out what it is.
Clearing,
okay.
The light ship will go after these things that are against your free will. So I heard you say, I'm not going to ask what the name of the site was naturally, but you were probably on it before because the practitioner or practitioners or who was sponsoring the site you thought was of the light and doing wonderful healing work. Is that what you said?
Oh, absolutely. And whose workshops I took and DNA adjustments I had and mystery schools and the whole thing.
Okay, I always say if you see mystery schools, run, don't walk.
Right.
Run.
I know. You said that. Actually, is it possible to, you have so much on there already, but like, or perhaps where you have to put in the website, could we put a person's name in there?
Yes, you could.
Okay, because that might be helpful. Then that would eliminate some of my having to look up people's websites.
Yeah, this site will kick butt.
Because some of them I remember the name of the people.
Yep, the name works great.
Good, okay. Good. Well, is it a good time for me to request a sample healing?
Sure, wonderful. What would you like, John?
I haven't had myself the magnetic energetic body alignment. Is it possible to do a sampling of that one?
Sure, okay. So what this is we have many energetic bodies inside of us. And the dark side takes them and turns them counterclockwise. And I'll do a sample here, and I'll move, I'll do four bodies here. And remember, I work with degrees on these here, so we go 1 degree at a time. So I'm going to move them back 20 degrees from where they are right now. So what will happen is the light chip will pick the ones in you, all the callers who are listening, the ones that are the most far out, okay? So far out means you could be, you know, if you look at a compass, you could be turned around one time, which would be 360. You could be turned, you know, even 700 degrees, 800 degrees. So we have to count back each degree at a time. So we'll just keep it simple. We'll say that you're at 100 degrees out with one of your bodies. And it will bring it back around, so 100 minus 20 would be 280 degrees. And you will feel a change. This is a very, most people, even if they don't feel anything, they'll feel this one. So here we go. First body. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, and we'll rest for a second here. Okay, 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10. Let your body adjust. 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. And 4, 3, 2, and 1 degree. So, just got moved around 20 degrees, going back to wholeness. How do you feel? Sense of change there?
Yes. Yes, that felt wonderful.
Okay, we'll do another body.
Okay.
And here we go. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15. And continue on. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. And then 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, how did that feel, Ann?
Very good.
Okay.
I feel like I just relaxed.
Your body relaxed, huh?
Yes.
Okay, anything happening that you can actually sense, get into your muscles get relaxed, or can you see better, or did tension get released from your head or anything like that?
I would say I felt it the most in my head. Almost like a momentary dizziness, and then it came back, and I came back into full focus.
Okay, let's do another body here. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll do one more body here, number 4. And 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15 degrees. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you just got your bodies a little closer to wholeness, to being back into, we'll just call it divine integrity with your spiritual blueprint. Now, most people, I would say, have at least probably a dozen of these out of place. Could be up to maybe 50 or 60 of them. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's just wonderful. And we actually have a question about the magnetic bodies and how this whole thing relates to our ability to be in the present moment and have our spirit energy in the body. Because if our magnetic bodies are all at different positions, is it sort of like we're at different times?
You could look at it that way, yes, because these bodies do relate to time, because you're actually, connected here in time. So the body is in time, and if these get out of sync, yeah, then you do have trouble. Ideally, as you start getting more of these corrections done to you, then your spirit can come more fully inside of your body, and then you start to get out of time, because then you're more in spirit, and when you're more in spirit, then you're out of time. Then you're in the present moment.
Oh, that's great. And I know that on this weekend's call, like Ann was saying, it was just so wonderful. And specifically, it seemed like the Lightship was doing a lot of work to help each person to reintegrate their spirit energy, kind of regenerate their spirit energy and get them more able to be present in their bodies. And that just felt amazing. So could we maybe do something that would relate to that to give people the experience of being more in their body?
We can take out, do an emotional clearing. That normally puts you in really quick here. So we're going to go 5 days back in time here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And naturally, because of emotions, you want to do feelings normally. Not everybody needs feelings, but the feeling body, from some people, they're very, very overused, overwhelmed, and they live on their feelings instead. And these bodies kind of leak out and cause problems to you. So here we go. Remember, when these bodies get overfilled with negativity, that's what causes your physical illnesses. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. We'll do a trauma body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And I guess another big one for people is probably pain, physical pain. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. Okay, back to you guys.
So then if like you said, doing the clearings helps people to get into their bodies more quickly and easier, so then I guess is the reverse true, that the more emotional baggage and trauma that you're carrying, the harder it is, or the more quickly your spirit just gets out of the body, or the harder it is for the spirit to come in because it's just too dense?
Yes, as you have more density, your spirit cannot come into that. So when that happens, you are actually living with entities versus your spirit, because they give you your problems. They don't care if they live in traumas and negativity and density, because that's where they get their energy from. So the love energy of who you are leaves, and the entities come in and cause yourself physical pain, emotional pain, and traumas, and also do that to other people around you.
Wow, that's really an interesting way to look at it. So the entities are very comfortable in those densities. They actually like that energy.
Yes, that is correct. That's why they come into you. They want to play with your body. They're like the remote control instrument. And they use your body to do their addictions and what they want to experience. and then when they're tired of whatever it is, then they leave you and go to someone else. So they're not responsible for anything.
Wow, so this would probably be a very appropriate time to just bring up the 12-hour healing intensive that's happening this weekend, because that's going to have a lot to do with that.
Yes, yeah, so what we have on this Saturday is our normal once-a-month 4-hour ascension call. And that starts at, I got to think here, my time zones are a little bit off here. I believe that's at 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock PST.
I think it's 1 to 5.
Yeah, 1 to 5, that's correct,
Pacific.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then that's Pacific Standard Time. And that'll be a wonderful event. The cost is $60 on it. And then if you want to have these entities released out of you, then come on to the next day's call, which is 8 hours, and that starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and it's an 8-hour teleconference call. The calls go by very quickly, so don't think like this is like a day at work, you know, as a drag. So it's very quick, very fast. In fact, the call yesterday being 8 hours felt like it's probably maybe about a half an hour to me. Went by very quickly. 1 hour went by like in about 3 or 4 minutes. So they're just very quick because you're in the moment. And we break every hour just to walk around for maybe like 5 minutes. And, you know, we drink water. The Saturday call, we're going to be having water charging for seven. Typically, most people get like half gallons of water. And that'll last you for the next week. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, I'll just mention one more thing about that in case you're thinking, oh, no, I can't do it because I have a date conflict, but I'd love to take part of those healings. Then you can connect with Ron and do them on an absentee basis where you come on and he does the healing, you know, with you, even if you have an obligation where you can't be on the call either for part of the time or all of the time. So don't worry if that's the case. You can still be involved in the healing.
Yep, and that's correct. So once you call in or let me know, then you're on the call. So, Anne, what else would you like to talk about? This time is going by very quickly.
Do we still have Anne on the line? Hello, Anne.
Well, maybe shortly here. So,
well,
what's next?
Ron, if you want to just maybe do another sample, I will call BBS on my other phone and ask them if they can get Ann back on the line.
Okay, so let's see what we can do here. Let's do a planetary energy. We already did the one for the parallel lifetime. Remember, the parallel life works with your spirit energy. That's your spirit. So we have two different types of healings that we do. One is spirit healings and one is physical body healing. So we all know about our horoscope, our natal chart. This is the dark side taking you off into parallel lifetimes. And the planetary one affects your body. And the body is what's suffering down here. And we're going to do a planetary clearing. This is your natal chart. Here we go. This works with your body more so than what your spirit would be using, because your spirit does connect a little bit, but mainly this is your body, because you are born with a body. Here we go. Take you out of 10 of these alien planets, maybe known to you, may not be. Remember, there's thousands of these also. So first one cleared, second one cleared, third one cleared, fourth cleared, five cleared, six cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 cleared. So you may feel like cordings, energetic visible cords being released from you. Maybe you had a pain in your body. Maybe that's subsided now because one of these planets was connecting to you. And they also send mind transmission. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, I believe we have Anne back with us. Anne, are you there?
I am.
Yay.
I'm back.
Great. Well, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Okay. I was thinking that even I, as much as I am doing all of my healings, I'm online all of the time, I have some issues going on with some family members. And sometimes it's only 10% of my day or 10% of how I'm feeling, but I still do experience some anxieties. And I was wondering if perhaps we could do an anxiety body clearing sample.
Okay, here we go. So if you're anxious, this is it. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do one for people who are empathic. So this is another type of clearing that we do. So 5 days ago cleared. Oh, man, that one's heavy. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That one I'll do over again. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, and just see how these clearings are working for you. They're all instantaneous, which you may notice already. Nothing for you to do. They just work. Back to you,
Wonderful.
Sylvia.
Well, how did you like that, Anne? Did you feel those?
I did. And I hope that I'll not even remember what I was anxious about.
Yeah.
I hope it's just completely gone.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about clearings, so that they go away instantly.
And I can't help but think that I must be doing some judging also, or things wouldn't get into my mind in that way. Is it possible for you to do a judgment body clearing?
Sure.
Sample?
So here we go, same process. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And how does that feel? Plus everybody listening, you just looked upon your life in the last 5 days and pull up different situations and just see how your body is sensing them. You're still going to see them. The light chip will never take away your experience. That's why you're here on this planet to experience, to have a wonderful time here. But the emotional densities, the negativity, the traumas, all different words that are emotional that would go with that, the negative stuff is taken away. So all you have left is the experience without any energy added to that that might cause your body harm and actually kill it. This is why we do these clearings, so you can get more into your body with your spirit. Without your spirit, then you really don't even need to be here, because you need to have your spirit to have this experience, because it wants to be here to experience love energy and to use the DNA in your body to bring forth talent. So this is why it's very important to have yourself cleared out so that it can be with you as a partner and help your body do the ascension.
Wonderful. And I noticed that someone has a question on the fast chat, wondering if you could talk a little bit about grid line implants and attachments.
Okay. One of the clearings that we do is for grid lines. This is good for people who may want to, say, move out of their house. That's one of them. And they have a hard time doing that. Maybe they want to move to a different city, maybe a different state, but somehow they're stuck. And we all know how people get stuck. Well, this clearing would help you do that. Also, it could be used to help people get motivated, because the grid lines are holding you into a consciousness that you don't want to be in any longer. And we also do a body barcode grid line clearing. And this keeps your body from ascending, because it comes back here each time with a reincarnation loop, and it doesn't want to leave the planet either. So the grid line one is very important. So if you do feel stuck, maybe you can't get out of your house, you don't want to leave your city or your state, and you know that there's more opportunities elsewhere, well, the grid line clearing will definitely help you. Plus, when you cord to the earth, which people do in meditation, you're bringing up the traumas from the earth spirit and the ground that you're cording to. So, you know, if you want to experience the traumas in your body of maybe a forest fire that maybe happened 10,000 years ago, and you're walking on that dense energy underneath your feet and you're cording to it, well, that's what happens. So this is why you don't want to do any earth cordings at all, or to the earth spirit, because it's not a part of you. Your body is already connected with gravity to the earth. That's why we don't float off. So you are connected. And the only thing you want to actually have your spirit in is your body. You don't want to connect an energetic link to the earth because it's not a part of you. Much like, would you like to connect yourself to somebody in prison by putting an energetic cord to that, or somebody who you don't really like at all? So, or maybe some real evil person, would you like to connect to them? Well, it's the same process. So it's against free will, free choice, and you're causing whatever you're connecting to harm along with yourself. So back to you guys.
Okay, great. Well, what's next, Dan?
Well, I have a question. I started to ask this earlier. I was so happy to see, as I said, the part of the healing online that we can cut cords from people, because I just know now when I've been corded, because I'll start to feel tired or just off, and I check with my pendulum, and you know, I'm usually right. Yes, I've been corded. Last week was my birthday, and I didn't feel that happy. I felt like, as I mentioned, I've been having some issues with some family members, and I thought they're probably thinking of me on my birthday, and maybe not positively, and it's kind of affecting me. Does cutting cords accomplish separating yourself from people that might be having bad thoughts about you and judgment thoughts or psychic attacks, I think you call them?
Oh, yes, that happens too. Remember, you know, the old saying a long time ago, a lot of these things have left us, probably because the dark side doesn't want to bring out truth, but remember the old saying, you know, you know, somebody's, you know, talking about you, your ears are red or your ears are burning or my ears
mm-hmm.
are burning.
Mm-hmm.
That's some of those things, you know. I haven't heard mm-hmm. it for quite a while, but, you know, that's true. When people do connect to you, you will feel, if you're in tune at all, with the energies. Some people are more in tune than others, but we'll just say the really sensitive person can actually feel or get a mind picture of the person that's, you know, thinking of them. And at that time when you get that mind picture, well, they probably are thinking of you. Now, what are they doing to you? Are they sending out a nice cord of happy thoughts, or did you just get into an argument with them an hour ago and they're stirring the pot and doing a spell on you, you know? So this is what
mm-hmm.
happens. So we do have that clearing on the website, too. We have one for mind control and dark side practitioners. And if you sign up for that one, which you can do online, too, we have many online clearings that work perfectly fine online. They work wonderful. There's about 50 of them. And you can get on there and do the unlimited version, which allows you to be online whenever you wish to. And I would get on that one probably 3 times a day and also do the emotional one and do that one probably 3 times a day also. Very, very beneficial for you. Because remember, if anybody just thinks of you, they're putting a cord out to you, taking away your energy. And this is probably why you're feeling lifeless, low on energy. Maybe you're having a couple extra cups of coffee or something. And you don't know why your energy is not bouncing up. It's because they gave you a psychic whammy, and they're taking away your spiritual energy from you, which you don't want to have done. So this is what happens to people all the time. So whenever you think of someone, you might as well be having them right across the table from you or in the same room, because you are actually linked to them psychically. Doesn't matter if they're across the country. They are with you, and then you are taking away their energy, and plus you're giving them your energy too, which should not be done. So back to you guys.
Thank you. I have done that mind control clearing, and I do that first every morning, my first clearing, and I always feel good.
That's great.
Is that the mind control transmissions clearing?
Mind control practitioners.
Practitioners. Oh, great.
Yep. Dark side practitioner.
Dark side practitioner mind control.
Yep. And it could be a practitioner you think of in the light, too. Remember, most people who are light workers use the light of the darkness. And so even though they're
mm-hmm.
using the wonderful light energy, they're using darkness because this is what they use. They don't know the difference. Okay. Back to you, ladies.
All right. Anything else you'd like to get into, Anne?
Let me see. I did print out this wonderful list of all your healing sessions that you updated recently on your website, and I'm taking a look at that. I know I love when you do the disconnection from the mind control sample. I believe last time I hosted the call, you ended the call doing that and kept everyone free of the electronics and that kind of thing that come into our house. And, oh, that felt so wonderful.
Okay, we'll do that this time then.
So this okay.
Will, this will take away the mind control energies around you. This will take away any type of transmission that is being sent to your spirit and then naturally also your body. Remember, we have two things here. Actually, we have three. We have two energies that are of the light. We have the body, and we have the spirit. And the darkness would be the mind. So typically, most people understand that we have body, mind, and spirit. So you have two light energies because the light chip created your body, and it also created your spirit. Unless you're an alien life form listening, and then you probably wish that the light ship did create you, but the mind energy is the darkness. And so what we're going to do now is take away these energies. And this could be just, without getting very technical, it could be the wiring inside of your walls, the light in your room emitting the 60-cycle frequency to you. It could be your cell phone energy that's being transmitted throughout your town, going through everybody in the town. It could be the TV stations. It could be wireless cordless phones, anything like this. It could even be a car driving by in front of you with a computer on, and maybe your home computer or maybe the electronic ignition. They all put out energies, and, you know, it's hard to say how far they go. But this is going to eliminate this, and it also is for the alien energies that are used to mind control you. So I'm going to count to 10. You're going to be like in a beautiful bubble. The light chip is going to do this. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Earlier we brought in the male energies. And we'll count to 10, and you're going to feel yourself in this wonderful divine bubble of love. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, here we go. You're there. How do you guys feel?
Well, wonderful. I clicked on the male light being picture, and that reminded me that I think that now that you've added the light being pictures and divided the male light being, female light being, and non-gender, that's a wonderful way to suggest that people who you're introducing to Creation Lightship through your site to maybe go to that first. Because if they like that and they feel it and resonate, then they'll be inclined to check out more things.
Yeah, we have some more in store for these light beams, too. We'll put them to work probably within a week here. So the site will be changed a little bit or updated, and we're going to have them do some work for everybody once you go and bring them up in front of you. So we'll be commissioning them.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Great.
It's really powerful.
Yeah, sign me up. That's great.
And I haven't ordered any of your pictures yet, but I was thinking that for people who, for instance, feel attacked at night and stuff like that, if they had some of the divinely activated pictures, wouldn't that prevent infiltration into your home at night? Would that be sort of a protection for you?
Oh, yes. A lot of people buying them that way, especially, you know, at the expos and things, they'll want to by like maybe the light beam or different energies that they normally are kind of in tune with. And, of course, yeah, the light ship does energize them because they bring in the initial spirit energy of these divine beings. And then from there, they're activated. They're a living photograph. So, yes, we have those available. And what I normally do is if someone orders one, I activate that for them. They give me a phone call, and it's activated. Right in front of them, over the phone, wherever they are, and this way you can actually see a change.
Yeah, that's,
and if you
that's
hung
wonderful.
That over your bed or next to your bed, wouldn't that be a deterrent from some negative beings perhaps coming in?
Oh, yes. I have people who actually do that who have been under attack, and they do have the light beams and other of these pictures over them to help ward off these evil energies.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I can attest to that. I keep them in different parts of my house, and especially, you know, in the bedroom, too, at night, and it's just great. And also, as many of you know, and I think one of our listeners in particular, Annika, is so fond of this, and that's going on to Ron's website, and you can go to the section where you can have any object that you want activated with divine energy. So you can take a ring or a pendant or, you know, an article of clothing or your food or whatever you want, and you can have the light being activated for whatever it is that you need specifically at that time, whether it's energy for your physical body or maybe to ward off attacks, or to help you stay heart-centered, keep you in love energy. And it's just a wonderful blessing to have that on the website because that's available to people 24/7. It's very inexpensive to do, and you can always have whatever energy that is that you need at that time brought in. So it's great.
Yeah, I think it's $1 per item or something like that. It's very cheap and very reasonable, so... no reason not to have something energized with divine love energy and the different attributes of love.
Absolutely.
I activated my bed for life force energy. And
wow.
Now when I go to bed, I'm remembering to say, I now increase my life force energy before I go to sleep.
Great.
Great.
Okay.
It's like it's almost like the bed is talking to me. Remember, Ann, to call in your spirit, and if I ever wake during the night, I do it also.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so it looks like our call is kind of ending here. So our next show is going to be on Wednesday. And actually, if you can come on the calls here this coming Saturday, 4 hours, and then also the Sunday call, that would be April 18th and 19th. And the eight-hour call is for these earth-based entities, which you call ghosts. And that should change your life. And just contact me for the first-timers on the Sunday call. For 8 hours, it's $150. And if you've been on the previous calls, then it's $100. So we'll just say blessings to all of you. And thank you, Ann, for being with us here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. It was a pleasure. And if I could just give another plug to everyone for doing this. It's a lot of fun to be the co-host of the radio show with Ron and Sylvia. And you can do it anytime and sign up online and donate $60 to Ron for the fun of it.
Yeah, and it's what helps to keep these radio shows on the air because Ron does this all at his own expense, and it's quite costly to do. So if you enjoy having this experience and you'd like to come on and sponsor a radio show, we would love to have you on the air. And you will, as I'm sure Ann can attest, really feel those divine energies with you throughout the hour. So
it's wonderful, yes. Thank you so much, Ron, and thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you. And I'll just
sign
off myself. Blessings, everyone. And
everyone.
See you Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific right here on BBS Station 1. And good night, all.
Good night.